This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1610, How to Make Sense of Statistics in English.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. You want to have interesting conversations in English about current events and issues, but do you freeze when someone throws out a number? Today, get a four-step framework for listening to statistics, understanding them, and responding in a group English conversation.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Hey, Michelle, doing great. How's everything going? What's shaking?
Everything is good. Everything is good. Today we are getting into numbers.
Oh, that is my least favorite thing. Oh, man. Sometimes I wish I were more analytical.
This is going to definitely be tricky dealing with numbers like this. I mean, we are going to be talking about commentary on statistics, right? Ooh. Explaining statistics. If someone's having this conversation, right? Like, so you are going to hear a clip today from our Conversations and Coffee programs. Mm-hmm. And this is a clip where Jessica is going through some statistics, like she's talking about, you know, sharing a fact, right? Sharing numbers.
Okay.
And she's going to be making some hypotheses. We have some comments. So this is a whole group discussion about this. So in this clip, you're going to really hear a lot. It's going to be good. And we're going to give you a strategy in just a second that we want you to listen for these things while you listen for the clip.
Okay, that's good. So, but before we go into that, Michelle, let's talk about what are some situations that our listeners might find themselves in where they need to listen to these statistics and be able to respond with competence. What do you think?
Right. Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I'm thinking about being in the workplace. Right?
Yeah. Okay. Sure.
Especially at work. Like, let's say you're at work and your boss pulls up some numbers. Ooh. Or someone's doing a presentation and they give numbers. Mm-hmm. And you have to be able to listen for it. Listen to, like, what's the reaction about these numbers? How does the person feel about these numbers? I could definitely see it in the business world. Or even amongst friends, right? Like if you watched something on the news and you want to share it, like, hey, did you hear that like 70% of people, blah, blah, blah. That's another situation. So it could be for fun social conversations or networking as well.
Yeah, that's what I was I was envisioning, that someone maybe watched a TED Talk, right? Yeah. Or they read something in, you know, the Harvard Business Review or Wall Street Journal, right? Or something with interesting detail about a social issue. And then they're going to share that with you. And these are intelligent conversations that I know our listeners want to have, Michelle.
Right. Exactly. So that is important. So guys, when you are listening to this clip, the first thing is to listen for the number,
The number.
Like, so what numbers is Jessica sharing? So I'll give you a hint. It's something to deal with money. Okay.
Ooh, okay.
So listen for the number. The second thing is to really listen for any reactions or opinions, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe it's through intonation. Maybe it's expressions, right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So what is the fact?
Okay.
What is the reaction to the fact.
Okay.
Those are the first two. Then any hypotheses that are made because of this fact, right? So a lot of times people are talking and they say, oh, like, can you believe that blah, 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 60% of people, blah, 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 right? And then they talk about, oh, well, why do you think that, right? They might try and make sense of these numbers, right, Lindsay?
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And I like the second step of trying to link that number to a reaction, an emotion, an opinion, because that actually helps us remember the number better. Okay, whenever we learn something new, we associate it with some kind of emotion, we learn more, we learn better. We remember that number, okay? So that's huge. We got to root this in some kind of context.
Right, right, right. Exactly. That's a good point. So, and then the final thing is to listen for any additional fact or anything that was added on.
Okay.
So again, I'll just go through it quickly one more time. The number, the reaction, possible explanations, and any additional facts or add-ons. So four things you're listening for today.
Okay.
All right. Should we play the clip?
Yeah. But before we do it, maybe let's just, what is the actual topic exactly? So you said money, but
the
money,
topic is money about the gender gap.
Okay. Oh, that's huge. I mean, that's huge. So the gender wage gap, you mean?
Yes, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So it is a huge topic. So guys, on this episode of Conversations and Coffee, we had a long discussion about this. It was really, really interesting. So you guys are going to get to hear a piece of it today, and which Jessica is going to share some pretty shocking numbers.
Ooh, very shocking. And once we finish at the end of the episode today, we'll show you guys how to get into this program. Yes. If you want to hear the entire, you know, clips and really get a quiz for listening, for fast listening and all that good stuff. But let's go ahead and play that clip. Michelle, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Okay.
So talking about how it still exists today, I just want to throw out a couple numbers for our listeners who maybe like me, maybe you're not aware that it's still such a big problem, even though it is. So even today, well, the latest numbers are for 2020, right? The statistics say that women are earning 81 cents for every dollar earned by men, right? And that is an enormous gap, really. Yeah. Think about how much that adds up for yearly salary. Like, it is shocking. Like, it's still, I think, in a lot of societies or even groups of people today, people think, oh, well, men are the breadwinners, right? Yeah. Like men are the people who are supposed to support the family and blah, blah, blah. And maybe as a negative, maybe that puts pressure on men. And perhaps that's one reason why they feel they could demand more, right? So
maybe
we could look at it less, because I feel like I want to blame men to some extent. Right. Like, oh, like, why are you so confident? Like, I know more than you.
Yeah.
But like, maybe it's also a social pressure.
That's an interesting point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And just the fact that women live longer than men, like by statistics, right? So they need to be earning the same amount because they need that money. They need to put that money into retirement, et cetera.
Sure. Yeah, for sure.
And often women are the breadwinner. Yeah. You know, if you've got a single parent or a spouse passes away, or there's all kinds of reasons women could be the breadwinner. And so that alone is reason that this needs to go away.
Yeah. Okay, so Michelle, here we are. We are back.
All right. Okay, so we are going to go through this now, okay?
Okay.
So the first thing that I asked you guys to listen for was for the numbers, right? So Jessica said the latest numbers for 2020, right? The statistics say that women are earning 81 cents for every $1 earned by men. That's the numbers. Lindsay, what do you think about that?
Well, that leads into the very next thing to listen for that we asked our listeners to listen for, which is the reaction.
Exactly. So, guys, you know, she did say things like the latest numbers are, right? Oh, wait, no, she said, sorry. She said the statistics say...
Yeah, yep, that women are earning 81 cents for every dollar earned by men. And then someone said, right? And that is an enormous gap, really. I guess that was still Jessica that said that.
Yeah, that's still Jessica. Okay. Yeah. So she commented on it. Like, she said it, and she gave the numbers, and then she gave her immediate reaction, right? So she said, that's an enormous gap, really, right?
Yeah. And then she added a little something more by saying, think about how much that adds up for yearly salary. Like, it is shocking. Right. So, you know, and this is natural English, guys. We use like, we use we use fillers. It's normal and it's intelligent conversation. Okay. Mm-hmm. I love that she used the word shocking because that's a clear
shocking,
emotion.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's giving us these vocab words. And also, Jessica is very expressive in the way that she speaks. So, like, mm-hmm. you're really getting her feelings on this.
Yes, 100%. Hey guys, do you need better listening skills for fast English conversations, especially when there's a group talking? Join our new weekly quiz program where you get a group conversation with native speakers and you get to practice making sure that you catch every single detail. Sign up now at allearsenglish.com/fast. That's allearsenglish.com/FAST.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
And then what's the next thing we are supposed to listen for, Michelle?
Yeah, then you were listening for any possible explanations or hypotheses, right? Trying to, I'm going to call this making sense of it all, right?
Oh, making sense. Yeah.
Making sense of it all. So she said, like, it's still, I think in a lot of societies or even groups of people today, people think, oh, well, men are the breadwinners, right? Like, men are the people who are supposed to support the family and blah, blah, blah. And maybe, maybe as a negative, maybe that puts pressure on men. And perhaps that's one reason they feel they could demand more, right? So she's making explanations here. She's trying to make sense of it all.
Well, you know, it's the classic case of being a human being. We, as human beings, that's what differentiates us from other species. We try to make meaning of our lives. We try to make meaning of things. If you think about what humans do, right? When there's a death, we try to make meaning of it. We try to make a story. And this is exactly what we do. We try to figure out why. So that's interesting. I mean, we could get into this topic itself another day for sure. And we do on Conversations and Coffee, guys. But today we're just really just looking at the language. It's like a scientific study.
Yeah, exactly. And then, I mean, she does go back to giving a reaction. I mean, and this is, she kind of goes back into number two. She goes into a reaction and opinion. She says, I love this. This is so funny. She's like, oh my gosh, why are you so confident? Like, I know more than you. Oh my gosh, she's so funny. And then making sense of it all. Again, she says maybe it's also social pressure. Okay. So she's kind of going back and forth from like giving her opinion and then being like, oh, but maybe it's this. And she's really, I get the sense that Jessica's really like walking herself through her like guttural reactions right on this program.
I mean, that just shows you how native speakers, they don't think necessarily in a linear format. We don't communicate linearly. You guys need to be ready for things to go backwards, go forwards, go sideways. And you need to be able to participate in those situations.
For sure.
Okay.
Yes.
And what's next then, Michelle? Do we have additional facts?
Yeah. Well, I mean, then really you started to contribute here saying, yes, just the fact that women live longer than men, right? Like by statistics. So they need to be earning the same amount. Because they need that money. They need to put that money into retirement, et cetera. So this could have fallen in another umbrella to the reaction. But I mean, I feel like this was more like you were adding on something.
Yeah, it's an additional fact. And I think that adds value to the conversation. And you guys need to be ready to do that as well. Don't let the conversation just stop with kind of one person stewing in an idea. You need to add on an additional idea and take it in a slightly different direction or go deeper into it. And again, another episode opportunity for our listeners here. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then Aubrey also did that. What did Aubrey say?
So she said, and often women are the breadwinner. You know, if you've got a single parent or a spouse that passes away, or there's all kinds of reasons, women could be the breadwinner. And so that alone is a reason that this needs to go away. So we've got two additional points that deepen the the outrage, I guess.
Exactly. And I mean, right. So we kind of went from Jessica explaining it, then she kind of goes through her own reactions, her own feelings. Right. And then, you know, it would, if she just stopped there, then the conversation would go nowhere, right? Like it would just be kind of all of us saying, oh, that's horrible, or right, whatever right. we think. Mm-hmm. But she tries to make sense of it. And then you and Aubrey really do add on a little bit extra to allow us to continue the conversation even more so it doesn't just stop.
Right. But I think some people, like, this is a matter of style. You know, this can be seen among partners, for example. One person makes sense of things verbally. Another person makes sense of things in their own head, right? And they could be in the middle of a conversation. They just presented a stat and they may be making sense of it by listening to what other people have to say.
Right.
Right. So that's a personal style of Jessica's, right? And we're not all the same. So we need to be ready for different styles. Mm-hmm. You guys may need to be ready to jump in faster if that person is just wanting to listen to your reaction. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Exactly. Exactly. That is a really good point, Lindsay. So again, guys, we talked about how this could be useful in business conversations or just talking with friends, analyzing things, talking about something you saw on the news or TV show, or it could be good for school in a setting with a presentation. There are a lot of opportunities where you will hear about stats, numbers, things like that. So I wanted to go into this because it's a little bit different. It's sharing numbers, right? So it might sound a little bit intense, but it's important. Sometimes it's not that she was sharing 1,000 numbers. She was sharing one stat, but we need to know what to do with that.
Yes. What to do when you hear a statistic and what to listen for. Guys, we know you want to have these interesting conversations. I mean, if you think about it, work, this could deepen your connection with your colleagues, build those business relationships, lots of opportunities. Also, Michelle, we didn't have time to go into the vocab today. Unfortunately, this episode was already so dense.
Yeah. I know. There is so much we could do. We could do a whole other episode on just this clip alone.
I know.
But yeah, guys, we couldn't do all of that today. But yeah, I mean, the basic thing is to really understand this idea of, you know, we give the numbers, we analyze them, we give our opinions, we add additional facts, we make sense of it all. So this is useful for a lot of different things. So guys, you know, we need to know how to share the stats, listen for them. Listen for the reactions and share opinions and extra explanations or add-ons, right?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So guys, one thing you could do right now is get into this Conversations and Coffee program. Right. This is weekly quizzes that we send you every Wednesday with a fast, natural group conversation. So not just two speakers, but three or four of us on our team. We're talking about interesting things like the wage gap, like what are some other examples, Michelle, of other topics? Animal rights, right? Oh, pet ownership.
Recycling.
I mean, even controversial things. I'm sure we'll get into things like the death penalty eventually. We go deep. So guys,
we do. It's a lot of fun. Also, it can be like very light and funny and sometimes a more serious topic. And
yeah. Exactly. We kind of alternate every week. Sometimes one week we'll have a very light and boisterous one. Week two, we'll be talking about something very serious.
Yeah. And it's always funny when we record them. It's like, okay, now we have to get serious.
I know. You see multiple sides of us. So guys, you know, you get that, you know, every week, like I said, you get a quiz, you get the listening activity, you get new vocab. So go over to allearsenglish.com/fast, that's FAST, to sign up for the program. It's a weekly subscription. So cool. All right.
Awesome, cool. Lindsay. Well, thank you for hanging out today, and thanks guys for listening.
All right, Michelle, great stuff. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
All right, bye.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast.
Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.